Some Gospel Truths Opened, Part 4, by John Bunyan. This sermon was created with an artificial voice for the audiobook initiative on Sermon Audio. There may be mispronunciations or occasional repetitions. To report a mistake, please email us at info@sermonaudio.com and include the sermon ID or title of the message and the time at which the error occurs. We will do our best to get it corrected for future listeners. His burial proved, I shall prove by several scriptures that he was buried and so pass on. Therefore, see that place, Matthew 27, verse 57, and so forward. After that, Jesus, the Son of God, had been crucified a while. He gave up the ghost. That is, he died, and after he had been a while dead, Joseph of Arimathea went into Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave consent thereto. And Joseph took the body of Jesus and wrapped it in clean linen, and laid it, namely, the body of Jesus, in his own tomb, and rolled a stone upon the mouth of the sepulchre, and departed. Also in Luke 23:51-53, the Apostle Paul also teacheth so much, where he saith, For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried. Again in Acts 13:29, the apostle speaking there of Jesus Christ saith, And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre, and so much touching the burial of Jesus Christ the Son of God. Resurrection. In the next place, I am to prove that that very man whom the Jews did crucify between two thieves, called Jesus Christ, did rise again. That very man with that very body wherewith he was crucified upon the cross did rise again out of the grave in which he was laid. And this I shall prove, 1, by Scripture, 2, by the testimony of angels, 3, by Christ's own words after he was risen, and 4, by the testimony of the apostles in the Scripture. First therefore consider Psalm 16, verse 10, where the prophet speaks on this wise of Christ's resurrection. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Which words the Apostle Peter cites in Acts 2 from verse 22 to 32, also Isaiah 26, 19 in the person of Christ saith, They dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they rise. See also John 20:15-16, where mention is made of his appearing unto Mary Magdalene, and he called her Mary, and she called him Master, which signifies that he was risen, and that she knew him after his resurrection, for he was come out of the grave. See verses 6, 7, 8. Again, another scripture is that in Luke 24:1-3, the disciples of Jesus coming to the sepulchre, thinking to anoint the body of Jesus, found the stone that was on the mouth of the sepulchre rolled away. And when they went in, they found not the body of the Lord Jesus, and at this they were troubled and perplexed. But as two of them went up to Emmaus, and were talking of what had befallen to Jesus, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Another scripture is that in Mark 16:9, which saith on this wise, Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils, where take notice how the Holy Ghost lays it down in these words, out of whom he had cast 7 devils, to intimate to us the certainty that it was the same Jesus that was born of the Virgin Mary, who did many miracles and cured many diseases, who did also cast 7 devils out of Mary Magdalene, that did rise again. Yea, saith the Holy Ghost, it was the same Jesus that did work such a wonderful miracle on Mary. He appeared to her first, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. And let these scriptures suffice to prove the resurrection of the Son of God. Second, you shall have the testimony of the holy angels also by the scriptures. And first look into Mark 16, 3-7, the words are these, And they, namely, the disciples, said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone? They had a good mind to see their Lord, but they could not, as they thought, get away the stone which covered the mouth of the sepulchre. And when they looked, that is, towards the sepulchre, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man, that is, an angel, sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they, the disciples, were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. You have no cause for it. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. What scripture can be plainer spoken than this? Here is an angel of the Lord ready to satisfy the disciples of Jesus that he was risen from the dead. And lest they should think it was not the right Jesus he spoke of, Yes, saith he, it is the same Jesus that you mean. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, do you not? Why, he is risen, he is not here. But do you speak seriously and in good earnest? Yea, surely, if you will not believe me, behold the place where they laid him. This scripture, or testimony, is very clear to our purpose. But again, the next place is in Matthew 28:3-7. In the third verse, there is an angel, as before, bearing witness of the resurrection of Jesus. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto them, Namely, to the women who came to seek Jesus, Fear not ye, but let them that seek to keep the Lord in his grave fear if they will. For you have no ground of fear who seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. He cannot be in body here and risen too. If you will not believe me, come, see where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall you see him. But shall we be sure of it? Yea, saith the angel, Lo, it is I that have told you. See how plainly this scripture also doth testify of Christ his resurrection. Here saith the angel, You seek a Savior, and none will content you but he, even the same that was crucified. Well, you shall have him, but he is not here. Why, where is he then? He is risen from the dead, but are you sure it is the same that we look for? Yea, it is the same that was crucified. But where should we find him? Why, he goeth before you into Galilee, where he used to be in his life, time before he was crucified, and that you might be sure of it, there to find him. Know that he is an angel of God that hath told you. And thus have you in brief the testimony of the angels of God, to witness that Jesus, the Son of the Virgin, the Son of God, is risen from the dead. Objection. But you will say, might they not be deceived? Might not their eyes dazzle? And they might think they did see such a thing, when indeed there was no such matter? Answer. Well, because it is so difficult a matter to be persuaded of the truth of this thing, that Christ is raised again out of the grave, that very man with that very body, though these things that have been already spoken might be enough through grace to satisfy, yet because of the unbelief of some, we shall turn to some more of those infallible proofs that are spoken of in Acts 1:3 to prove the point yet more clear. Third, do but see how the Lord doth deal with an unbelieving disciple. You shall see in the 23rd verse, Christ, after his resurrection, is talking with his disciples, but Thomas was not with them. But when the disciples saw him again, they said unto him, We have seen the Lord, but Thomas would not believe them. Another time Jesus comes to his disciples again, and then Thomas was with them. Then so soon as the Lord had said, Peace be unto you, he turned himself to Thomas and said to him, Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. As much as if the Lord should have said, Come, Thomas, thou hast doubted of the truth of my resurrection very much. Thou sayest that thou wilt not believe, except thou do feel with thy fingers the print of the nails, and do thrust thy hand into my side. Come, Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and see if there were not the nails driven through them. And reach hither thy hands, and thrust them into my side, and feel if I have not the very hold in it still, that was made with the spear that the soldier did thrust into it, and be not so full of unbelief. But believe that my resurrection is a glorious truth. Another infallible proof is that in Luke 24, from the 36th to the end of the 44th verse, in verse 30 it is said that the Lord, even while they were talking, stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were so far from being at peace that they were terrified, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And Jesus said to them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? What, do you think that I am a spirit? Do you think your eyes dazzle? Behold my hands and my feet. Look well upon me, and see my hands and the holes in them, and likewise my feet and the holes in them, and know that it is I myself and not a spirit, as you suppose. Know that it is I myself and not another. Doth your hearts fail you? Then take hold of me with your hands, yea, handle me, and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet, as if he had said, Come, my disciples, take special notice of me. Do not be daunted nor affrighted, but consider that it is I myself. Well, they could not believe as yet, but wondered that such a thing as this should be. And while they were thus wondering, he will give them another infallible proof. And he said unto them, Have you here any meat? As if the Lord had said, Come, my disciples, I see that you are very full of unbelief, if you have here any meat. You shall see me eat before you all. And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. Again the Lord strives with another infallible proof against their doubting, saying, My disciples, do you not remember what discourse you and I had before I was crucified, how that I told you that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets concerning me? Another infallible proof was that appearance of his at the Sea of Tiberias, where he came to them on the shore and called them and provided for them a dinner and wrought a notable miracle while he was there with them at that time, namely, the catching of 153 great fishes, and yet their net brake not. John 21 read that whole chapter, and Acts 10:41, which, as it was a great miracle, so it did also show his power and authority over his creatures, besides his eating and drinking with his disciples after his resurrection, and also his preaching to them. This is not the least, namely, that he was with his disciples on earth 40 days, which was almost 6 weeks, speaking to them the things concerning his kingdom, which was a mighty confirmation of their faith in his resurrection. Fourth, I shall now briefly touch 2 or 3 scriptures, the which hold forth his disciples' testimony of his resurrection. And the first is in Acts 10:40-41, in which place the apostle speaking of the Lord Jesus saith, Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, yet not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, saith the apostle, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Again, Acts 4:10-13:29-31. The words run thus, the apostle speaking of Jesus saith, And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree, and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead, and he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. See 1 Corinthians 15, 1-8. And thus far touching his resurrection from the dead, ascension. In the next place, I am to prove that this very man, Christ Jesus, the Son of the Virgin, in his very body, the same body that was crucified, is above the clouds and the heavens. And though this is made light of by those men called Quakers and other infidels of this generation, yet I am sure that it will prove true to their cost, who reject it as erroneous and vain. But to prove it first, I shall prove that he is ascended. Secondly, that he is ascended above the clouds and the heaven. First, that he is ascended. See Ephesians 4:8-10. Wherefore saith the apostle, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended again up far above all heavens. Again, read John 20:17, where Christ, after his resurrection from the dead, saith to Mary Magdalene, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father." That is, I have not yet ascended with this, my body wherewith I was crucified on the cross. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, meaning his disciples, "I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Objection. But in that place may some say, "He that descended is said to be the same that ascended." Now there was no human nature with God in heaven before the world was. Therefore, if he be but the same that was with the Father from all eternity, then the humanity of the Son of Mary is not ascended into heaven. Answer. For answer, it is clear from John 1:1 that the Word or Son of God, as he was a spirit, was with the Father before the world was. But now, in the fullness of time, that is, when that time that the Father and he had concluded on was come, God sent forth his Son, which was with him before the world was, made of a woman, that is, born of a woman, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Now as he was born of a woman, as he was in the likeness of men, so he ascended to the right hand of his Father in our nature. And for this, I pray, turn to Acts 1:9-11, and there you shall find that he is the same that was born of the Virgin, that very man that was crucified. If you compare verse with verses 9, 10, 11, you will find it so to be. Now in verse 9, after he had spoken many things while they beheld, that is, while his disciples looked on him, he was taken up, that is, he was taken up from them into heaven. As in verse 11, and a cloud received him out of their sight, and while they looked up steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, which heaven was not within them. If it had, they needed not to have looked toward the clouds and the heaven without them. Behold, two men stood by them, not in them in white apparel, which also said, that is, the two men or angels which stood by them said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" Here again they did not look within them, but stood gazing or looking after the Lord Jesus, the Son of Mary, who was carried away from them in a cloud. "But why," say the angels, "do you stand gazing so much into heaven? Your Master will come again after a certain time. For this same Jesus, namely, which was crucified, which rose again, and hath been with you these 40 days, which also you see go into heaven, shall so come, namely in a cloud, as ye have seen him go into heaven. But shall he not lose his body before he come again? No, say the angels, he shall so come, that is, as ye have seen him go, in like manner, that is, with the same body. Or else I'm sure he cannot come in the same manner, if he lose his body before he comes again. For he went thither with that body, but that same Jesus that was crucified is he that went or ascended up into heaven." If you compare Luke 24:39-44, with the 50th and 51st verses of the same chapter, you may clearly find it so to be. And therefore, if he come again in like manner, he must come again with the same body wherewith he was crucified. Objection. But you will say, the Scripture saith, He that descended is the same that ascended, which to me, say you, implies none but the Spirit's ascending? Answer. For answer, we do not say, as I said before, that it is another that ascended, but the very same, that is, the very same Christ, that was with the Father from everlasting, did come down from heaven, that same Christ also that came down from heaven did ascend up thither again. Only, he descended without a body from heaven, and took flesh and blood upon him from the Virgin. And though he descended without a body, yet he, the very same Christ that descended without a body, the same did ascend again with a body, even that very body that he took of the Virgin Mary. See Luke 24 from 39th to 51st verses, Acts 2:30 and 31, John 15, 1, 1 Corinthians 9:24 and 25. Now let me give you a similitude, for it is warrantable. For both Christ and his apostles did sometimes use them, to the end, souls might be better informed. The similitude is this: suppose there come into thine house a man that is naked, and without clothing, though he go out of thy house again well clothed, yet the same man that came in without clothing is the same man also that goes out of thy house, though very well clothed. Even so it is in this case. The Lord Jesus came into the womb of the Virgin, Spirit. But he came out of the womb clothed with a body, and went up into heaven again clothed with a body. Compare Luke 24, 39 with Acts 1, 11 and 2, 30, 31. Now also I shall lay down some few things to be considered, for the better clearing of it. Consider 1, that he did say to his disciples that he would go away from them. Yea, saith he, I go and prepare a place for you, and then I will, after a long time, come again, and take you to myself, that where I am, that is, whither I am going, there ye may be also. Now I say, if Christ had not gone from his disciples, for that was his meaning, touching his bodily presence, I say, if he had not gone away from them, in respect of his bodily presence, he had said more than he had performed, which is horrible blasphemy once to assert, which going of his is his going into heaven. See 1 Peter 3:22. Consider, too, that there it was that he was to receive the promise of the Father, which promise was the shedding forth in an abundant manner the blessed Holy Ghost. And for this, see Acts 2:33-36. Therefore, being by the right hand of God which is in heaven exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly, for 'tis very true, that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Consider 3, that if he were on earth, he could not be a priest. Now the man Christ Jesus is a glorious priest in the heavens, and therefore he is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. This man, 7:25. Consider 4, if he be not gone into heaven, both his own and his apostles' doctrine is false. Yea, the witness of the angels also, which to think were damnable infidelity in any man. Consider 5. Know that he is gone into heaven, because the Scriptures say he is, which is the very truth of God, spoken by his holy apostles and prophets. Yea, holy men of God spake them as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Consider 6. If thou sayest that that man is not gone into heaven, then thou must also conclude that he is still in the grave. And if so, then thou sayest that the prophets, apostles, angels, Christ, God, and all are liars, who have testified these things in the Scriptures for glorious truths. And as the apostle saith of himself, and the rest of the apostles and ministers of Jesus Christ, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For as by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Second, now I am to prove that he is above the clouds and the heavens. My meaning is, he is above the lowest heavens. For there are three, as appears in 2 Corinthians 12:1-4. I knew a man in Christ, saith Paul there, caught up into the third heaven. Now, heaven in Scripture is taken sometimes metaphorically and sometimes properly. First, metaphorically, it is taken for the church and people of God, as in Revelation 12:12. Second, properly, it is taken for the material heaven, where the sun, moon, and stars are placed, as in Genesis 1:8, 14, 15, 16 compared together, above which heaven Jesus the Son of Mary is ascended. Therefore I pray you consider with me a little. Consider one, that when he went into this heaven into which he is gone, he went away from his disciples, as it is written, If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. So that he did not go into a heaven within them in his person and human nature. If so, he must needs go into that heaven without, above the clouds and the stars. Consider too, he was caught away in a cloud, yea, and was caught upwards from them, as it is Acts 1:9-11, and carried away into heaven. Yea, and his disciples stood gazing or looking up after him into heaven, which heaven must needs be that above the clouds. 1. If you consider the posture of the disciples, they looked upwards after the cloud that did take him away. 2. Consider the manner of his going, it was in a cloud. 3. He was received out of their sight. 4. And so received up into heaven, which heaven must needs be above the clouds, where God is in his special presence. But further, consider, 3, that those believers that are alive at this day in the body are absent from the Lord. But now, if the man Christ were ascended into that heaven within them, he would neither be absent from them, nor they from him. But in that he is absent from them touching his bodily presence, and they from him touching the same, it is evident that that heaven into which he is ascended must needs be without, above the clouds. Consider, 4, that that heaven into which the man Christ is ascended must contain him till the time of the restitution of all things, as in Acts 3:21, into which heaven he hath been ascended above 1600 years by computation. And I am sure there is not a saint that doth live in the world half so long before he fall asleep and be gathered to his fathers. So that that heaven into which he is ascended is not within, but must needs be the T above the clouds. But consider, 5, that he that ascended from his disciples was a man with flesh and bones, not a spirit only. For handle me, and see, saith he, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. Now let the adversaries show by the Scriptures that there is any place in them called heaven that is able to contain a man of some 4 or 5 feet long, the space of 1500 or 1600 years. Besides that, therefore, it must needs be that heaven without, which is above the clouds and stars. Consider, 6, that heaven into which the Lord Jesus that man is ascended must not contain him always. For, saith the apostle, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, so that there is another descending from that heaven into which he is ascended. And his descending from that heaven is to this end, namely, to take his people to himself, as it is verse 17, so that it is not any heaven within thee, into which the man Christ that was born of the Virgin Mary is ascended. But it must needs be that heaven without, which is above the clouds, if thou consider that the place into which he ascended, even the heaven into which he has entered, is the same place where all the deceased saints are in their spirits. Therefore, saith Paul, I desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Now Paul did not in this place mean the enjoying of Christ only in the Spirit, for that he enjoyed in great measure when he spake these words, but he spake of a dying and being with Christ after this life is ended. As is clear if you compare the 20th to the 26th verses together, being absent from him while he was here in the body. For whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Consider 7, that heaven into which the man Christ is ascended is not into his church on earth, but into heaven without, above the clouds and the stars. And this David doth prophesy of, where he saith, God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Now Christ, as God merely, could not go up, being no less in one place than another, but as Godman, or in his human nature, he went up, as will clearly appear where he speaketh of his triumph over all the enemies of his people at his resurrection and ascension into heaven above the clouds. Consider 8. When Christ doth descend from that heaven into which he is now ascended, his saints and he will meet one another, just in the air, according to the Scripture. For, saith he, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, that is, they shall come out of their graves. Then we which shall be saved are alive at that day, and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Pray mark here a little, and see what heaven the man Christ is ascended into, and see if it be not the heaven without, above the sun, moon, and stars. When Christ and his saints do meet a second time together, the one ascends and the other descends. The one is caught up in the clouds towards the heaven, the other descends from heaven towards the earth. And they must needs meet one another just in the air, that is, between the heaven and the earth. So then the one coming from heaven and the other from the earth, and their meeting being in the air, which is between heaven and earth, is an undeniable demonstration that heaven into which the man Christ is ascended must needs be that heaven without, above the sun, moon, and stars. And thus, much touching the Son of Mary, his ascending up into the heaven without above the clouds, intercession. In the next place, now I shall prove the intercession of the man Christ Jesus to be in the heaven that I have been speaking of. Though some have mocked at it, and others have called it juggling, which names here I shall not mention, only I shall admonish them, that they do not blaspheme the truth and Son of God in his intercession. I shall quote some of the scriptures that hold out this truth, and so pass on. First and first of all, see Psalm 16:4, where David, prophesying of the intercession of Christ, saith, Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Speaking of the wicked, Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Now compare this with Hebrews 8:4, where he saith, If he were on earth, he should not be a priest, and Hebrews 9:24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, meaning the temple which Solomon built, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Second, but you will say, Is there a man made mention of here? Yes, for the Scripture saith, There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And in that 8th to the Hebrews made mention of before, where the apostle is speaking of Christ's priestly office, as he is in the heavens compared with other priests that are on earth. He saith, For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, speaking of Christ, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, which law was the law of Moses, where also he is speaking of the priesthood of the priest under the law, and their offering of the blood of bulls and goats, verse 12 compared with verses 19 through 21, and of the Lord Jesus the high priests of saints, and of his blood, verse 14 compared with verse 24. Now as men under the law did offer up the blood of bulls and goats, so the man Christ Jesus did offer up his own blood to his Father. And this you may clearly see, if you compare Hebrews 9:14, where he saith, How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your consciences from dead works to serve the living God? With Hebrews 10:12, where he saith, But this man, meaning the Son of the Virgin, 2:14 compared with Matthew 1:21, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God. Again, the chapter I mentioned before, you shall find his intercession plainly held forth, if you read verse 22 and so on, where the Scripture saith, By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, meaning the priests under the law, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. That is, the high priest under the law could not live ever in this world, because it was appointed to all men once to die. But when he speaks of Christ Jesus, he saith on this wise, But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he, this man, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he, this man, ever liveth to make intercession for them. And thus in brief have I proved through the assistance of the Lord the intercession of the Son of Mary, which is also the Son of God. And this concerning Christ's priestly office might serve also for a proof of his being in the heaven without, above the stars. But all men may see, unless they be blind, that these are the truths of our Lord Jesus Christ, and of God his Father, and that those men that oppose them as the Quakers do, are very violently possessed of the devil, and besides themselves, and have neither the truth of God nor his Spirit in them.